Now, okay, now here it's you can see in the page that we generally now when we eat the food and when we drink the food, now it talks about the offering. Yeah, so generally it's a offering, it's a generally the food what we eat. There are the few ways of the thinking to the how we eat the food and how we drink. Yeah, so that's why now the generally that how the way we eat the food is first it talks about the offering the food. Well, yeah, offering the food is that whatever we eat the food, most important thing is that before eating we have to offer that for the three jewels. So now I will not tell you to the you have to offer it because I don't offer. So it's quite strange to tell. It's not right to tell you to do the offering because I don't do the offering when I eat the food most of time. So most of time because I eat the food because all the especially lunch and breakfast, all the schedule will come into my mind. So what I have to do after this Zoom, and it comes into my mind, so I forget to do the offering. So anyway, so most important thing is that generally the foods, the most important thing is that whatever the food, whenever you take, it says that the offering is the two ways of offering, one by the offering by the word, one by offering mentally offering. So that's why the Buddha have told the one thing that he told that every food is like a medicine. Every food is one type of the medicine. So food is like medicine means that generally what we food or what we take is because of the to live, because of the to live, because of the to prolong our life. So that's why the whenever you take the food, first you have to think that the Buddha and the three jewels and the merit will may bless your food, and while you take it, you have to think that while you will take the receive the blessings of the three jewels or merit field. So that's why even the what the food effect, two things, the food effect, when you take the health now any food, the food of the effect, it also sometimes it will increase by the way how you think about the food. So that's why it's saying that when even the food might be very fresh, when sometimes when you have a suspected that the food is not a fresh, food is not hygiene, the food might have the contaminated. When you have a suspect a really a lot regarding about the food, after taking that food, you will feel a little bit of the uncomfortable. Physically, you will feel uncomfortable. Yeah, so that's why it shows the quite clear that how we mentally thinking about the food also quite can affect our body. So that's why while you're taking the food, just so well you think that pray for the two, three jewels, bless your food. After you're taking the food, you have to think that now you're receiving the blessing food of the three jewels. Yeah. Sometimes it's regarding about the food. Sometimes it's quite strange what I feel sometimes. Yeah, so you can see that the fruit like a peach, you know the peach and all this food. I think it's generally it's a fruit, the not the fruit, the peach. So yeah, I mean the 1 or 2 weeks back, I think 1 or 2 weeks, two maybe 2 weeks back. Here is the weather is too cold, so. They all the my hands become the with the cold wind, so cold wind because of the cold wind, so my hand had a little bit of the scratches, you know that the scratches of the cold wind. Yeah, so that's why I just went to the one of the medicine shop to buy the cream for my apply on my hand. So in the one cream, I was surprised to say that it contains the peach in the cream. Yeah, but I feel that it's quite strange that in this world. There are so many peoples, millions of the people. They have nothing. They have the not, no. They can. They don't have to eat anything. They have nothing to eat. But the strange thing, they put the peach and all this fruit in the cream. Now. So many people know they don't have to eat the fruit. I think they don't have to anything. They don't have to any fruit to eat. But a lot of the peaches like this fruit, now the people are putting that in the cream. Now it's quite strange. So most important thing is that what we are seeing is that we have to whenever food that the we the how we think is to feel that the gratitude, I mean the food. Second thing is gratitude that we have something to eat. Yeah, so that's why yeah. So there's a That's why that's why in the test it said that the offering when we say that the when we, whatever we eat we have to offer to the three jewels. The main purpose of the offering is that to when you offer to the three jewels means you have to think that to bless the three jewels to bless your food. When you are taking the food you have to think that you are taking the now the blessed food of the three jewels. That psychologically to it will affect a lot to the, our body. That is the one way when generally what we have to do when we eat the foods, yeah. Yeah. Now the after that then I think I talk about the refuge. I think it's talk about so generally you have to I think then it other advice is generally when you have to remind the three jewels all of the time, isn't it? Other than
Yes.
so this is generally it talked about that the when generally in the our life, so there are so many times of to think the three jewels on the married field. It's the most of time it's time when we feel the stress, when we feel the difficult, when we feel a little bit unhappy, or that moment is the best moment to do the prayers for the three jewels or married field. So because of that time, people will lost their courage to take the challenge. So once the people get the courage to fight their challenge, then there is no difficulty. There is no any difficulty. So that's why the most important thing is that to take the before the to look at the all these difficulties. First, what you need a strong courage. Only that's why the to start with the prayers to gain the courage. So one occasion I was traveling from the south to the north. South India to sorry, East India, sorry, South India to North East India I was traveling, yeah. South to the east to the north to the west. That's what I do. Yeah. So no. At that time I'm flying from the South India to the East India. East India. Maybe 2 3 years back, I think it's a So it's around maybe it will take a 4 hours by flight. I have to change the flight from the one station. It's a 4 hours flight journey. Yeah, it's around. So that's why the what happened is that the what happened is that that time is that what happened is that the, now when we reach at the one of the city in the South India they call the Bangalore city. City is quite far from the monastery. I think it's a 6 hours or like that. We reach over there that city. So that's the thing is that the time from there now what I have to do is that then we have to take the I reach at a very late night over there. So we have to take the flight from early morning, that next day early morning. So that's why the what happened is that once I reach over there, so Bangalore airport, that night. So that night when we reached the Bangalore city and we are taking up the early morning's flight, the next early morning flight. What happened is that then one of the my student, he forgot to bring the his document. I mean the ID, identification card, ID card. So when we are talking about that, when we realized that he forgot to bring the IT card, so I was completely shocked, and I was completely shocked. And now I thought, how can I travel now to tomorrow? So I now it's a very difficult situation for me, because if I wait for his IT card, I have to postpone my flight for the one more day. If I postpone the one more day, every my problem schedule over there, everything is completely fixed, and also they have done the advertisement and every program. Now that I should be postponed, and it will be the very, the difficult for organizer. So that night, very late night, I think it's 11 or 12 p.m. So when I reach over there, so while I was sleeping, now the 10 or 15 minutes, I could not sleep. Now I have to think what to do. Whether I have to cancel the tomorrow's flight, maybe if I go, maybe whether I have to cancel or postpone, or what I have to do. Now I have to think very deeply on this point. So while I'm thinking, I just prayed and prayed, and I say that okay, whatever going to tomorrow be happen, I will tell the very truth that what we forgot and everything very truly in the airport. Then I thought, okay, we will see what will happen. I prayed and I just. So whether other option is that I have to tell the lie in the airport, tell that we lost everything, we lost our luggage and everything. Yeah, so I prayed and I told I will tell the truth and let's see. I didn't thought too much that what will happen, what will happen. I just thought now, okay, I prayed and I will tell the tomorrow truth. Then while I'm thinking that, I sleep very well. Yeah, so next day it's everything f become very strange. When I next day when I went to reach at the airport, I feel a little bit of the tense, because now a tense or a little bit of the doubt that whether what will happen. So when I reach over there, so now the airport security, they ask for the ID card. So then I told that my student have forgot his ID card. So airport that officer told me, okay, it's a fine. So they told me that they had just gave me the one. Asked me to get the one seal from the officer, security officer, that he forgot the ID card. Then we got the seal and they let us to take the flight. So this is something like that. My point is that, like the, at the that situation, when that night, when I was thinking too much, if I don't start with that way, prayer and that way, then that night maybe I could not sleep. I have to think too much to find the one. Too much of the thoughts were coming in my mind that night. Whether I have to cancel, whether I have to postpone, what I have to do. So much, too much thoughts is coming into my mind. So only that time the solution is for me is just for prayer to leave the mind to guidance, to get the guidance from the merit field. That's a, so sometimes the life, sometimes the day might be life, might be issues, might be sometimes are quite complicated. That complicate sometimes in when we think we will make that complicate some more complicated. So that's why the sometimes it's sort of complicated issue. Sometimes where the issue is complicated, and sometimes when our minds are on the tense label, so even the complicated issue we cannot solve it very properly. So complicated issue first, we have to solve that complicated issue first. Our mind should be free from the every tense, free from the tense. Then only we can look at that issue as much better. So make our minds a more less tense and a more peace. First, we start with the prayers. That itself will bring the mind will become more clear and a more less of tense. Then we can look at the complicated issue much better. Fine. Just today, so morning, I have the one teaching session. After that, I met so many different people. Just 1 hour back, there's one mother and a daughter came in. They talk about the family complicated issues. So they make me also very complicated. They also made me very confused. Okay, so that's why that this is the issue. So that's why the prayer. So that's why he talks about the prayer. So that's why. So in the life, so they in the life. So when we have in the some of the difficult situations, some of the complicated situations come, certainly it will disturb our mind. When all the disturb the mind, so we cannot think that issue is a very clearly very. So that's why to make to with the when we have to think of the deal with the complicated issue, first our mind should be very undisturbed. That's a very important. Yeah, so that's what to make your mind is more undisturbed. So whatever the thing, when the complicated issue or when you feel the stressed, So that's why when you have started the prayer, so that will, when you have started doing the prayer, that will make your mind more peace, and your mind will become more undisturbed. So then you can second step, then you can start to think about the issues, that complicated issues or the difficult issues. Sometimes in the monastery, when the students are, sometimes we have the discussion about the issues. Sometimes the issues come, the discussions comes a very, I mean, the unsolved discussions. Some of the discussions goes are not very smoothly. So I used to tell the student that let's enjoy the tea, let's enjoy the juice. So that moments or 10 minutes, everything become very little, their all mind will become more peace. Then the second step, then they, when their discussions goes, then discussion won't become like the before. Sometimes that their discussions goes a very, I should say the quite unnatural discussion. I mean, the unnatural means, I mean, the sometimes discussions go as a quite strong discussion they will have to each other. So each of them have a different opinion. So they will try to oppose their own idea very strongly. So that moment, so I used to sometimes tell, okay, we will drink the juice or something like that. So then everyone becomes very cool. Then again, the next step, then again, the discussions goes much better. So this is, so that's why it's in the test. It said that every time when you eat or drink, so sorry, so that time the so that's why it said the prayer almost, I think it's a mention of the one advice, it's in it, praying for the three jewels most of the time, isn't it? Yeah, so it's advice. So that's why the praying of the three jewels, the most of the time is when you feel the stress, when you feel the unhappy, when you are having the challenging, when you have some complicated issue comes, first you start with the prayer. Then your mind will become more undisturbed, little undisturbed. Then you can think, and then you can think about that complicated issues. Then you can think much better, as I told before. Yeah. Now the second thing is when they talk about the prayers. When they, most of the time when they prayers, so it's something like that. The when prayer is something like that. The always the when you do the prayer, it's sometimes a lot of the positive thoughts it will comes. Whenever there is, when you generate the more positive thoughts, it will increase a lot of the positive energy our body. So that's why. So that's why what we need is that we need a lot of the positive energy. Sometimes you can see very clearly that once we are having a lot of the positive energy, so that's why when we are having a lot of positive energy, so when we feel sick, we have the more higher chance to recover faster when we have the more positive energy in our body. So some people, even if they are having the same disease, even their treatments are doing the same, but the response to the treatment is, some people's the response is much faster. They can heal or they can recover the much faster because of that there are some bodies, I mean the energy, I mean the positive energy, when they have a very strong positive energy on our body. So they can recover much faster. Yeah, so that's why the positive energy, only one we can, the prayer is the one key point to the just praying for the merit field and the visualizing the merit field rays coming into the our body. As I told before, this is the one key point to generate the more positive energy in our body. Okay, so then what other advice is?
The other explain is, okay, that you need to lead other people to take the refuge, and like you have other people around you also take the refuge, and you also may have them to stop to accumulate the bad karma. Yes, somehow, and maybe like you can have people, and like some of the people, they don't have the faith or the respect for the three jewels, but some of the people, they might be suitable for the path by talking to them, maybe like indirectly about the quality of the three jewels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And okay. Also, in whatever the action we do, we need to trust on the three jewels.
Yeah, so that's why now the letting the other was taking the three refuge is something like that. It's like to giving the right advice to the other. So in this world, there are so many people will do the wrong karma. Some are doing the wrong karma with knowingly. Some are doing the wrong karma unknowingly. They are not knowing that what they are doing is a wrong action. So that's why it tells us that to teach the others to prevent for the others for doing the wrong actions, the wrong karma. When the self has taken the refuge vow, so what we can do is that at least we can guide them, others to take at least we have to try to teach others whom to listen to. You teach others to teach after what is the right action is or what is the wrong action. So that's why it's, if you look at the, so it will, so it's a very, so that's why the very important for the others to educate to the what is the right action as what is the wrong action. So that is a very important one, someone to listen to you. So this time, one time I went to the just for the medical college who are coming out, who are becoming the later hold the doctors. It's a medical college, maybe 1 week back, I think 1 week back. So medical college, that my talk is not relating about any Buddhism, okay, at that medical college. So it's about, I just talked that when the medical college student, later on they become the doctor. So what I told them is the most important for the doctor and the patient relationship. Usually the doctors only try to think to treat the patient physically, not they will not try to look at them from the mentally. From looking at mentally with the base on the more compassion, base on the more careness, not with that. So relation between the doctor and the patient is sometimes only with the payment. So there is no any connection with the compassion. There is no connection with the caring. So what I told them is really the doctor's job is to treating the patient. It's not only look at it just as a responsibility. Look it more like a compassionate way. Look it more with the careness. I know that the medical college, they will only focus on the talk on the how to treat the patient, how to treat the disease, that only that much. So what we need, the one more thing is that we need them to, what I feel that I have to educate them only, not only the treating the physical illness, also looking from the mentally, more compassionate way, more careness way. So what I feel with the, when the doctor and the patient, when they build up the relation with the careness and the compassionate attitude, doctor toward the patient, so when then the patient can get the more trust to the doctor, then their treatment go the more better way. So that's why it says that in the refuge advice says that we have to encourage for the others to when we encourage for others or to teach them to not to commit the wrong action, isn't it? What is the advice?
Yes.
Yeah, so it meant wrong action. So it's something like that. Right now, so many people say they are not knowing that what they are doing, the wrong things. Even they are not knowing that they can do the much better, but they are not knowing that. So once we can teach them that, it will benefit them a lot. Okay, so yeah. So this is the thing. So that's why now, So that's why when sometimes the what I feel with the one this talk, so after just giving this talk, maybe my talk become very new for the medical students. So few students really they are the very interested with this my idea what I told them. So they told me the how they can just do the better treatment for the patients. So really now they are thinking that way. Before they think only from the medical way, just giving the medicine, just treating them, giving the injection. They have never thought the other side, because they have never heard about it. Now this is a very true, yeah, very true story. Okay. Now the what happened is the one time I think it's Nepal. So the few time one of the my teachings time. So some I mean, there are the few translators. They are translated a different language. So one translator, I think it translated quite a long. So yeah. Even I do the 2 minutes, it translated me 6 or 7 minutes. Then they are translating the different language. Then one translator translated as exactly what I say, 2 minutes to 2 minutes, 4 minutes to 4 minutes. So the translator told me that when he was translated directly what I said, the translator told me that the people whom they are translating told him that why you translate short? Look at the other translator, they are translating more than you. Why you make it all the my talks short? Okay, fine. So that's regarding about, yeah, so when we have to, so there are so many, okay, now the other thing is there are so many people, they have, what is said that so we have to try to encourage to take the refuge, or we have to try to teach the others to not to commit the bad karmas, to give the advices, as you can see in this advices in the refuge advice, because there are the many deep, I mean the reasons for saying that. Yeah, so that's the one occasion, it's a in my life, they made, I was one of the, I mean that's quite years back, one of the couple asked me to for say the prayer in their home. So that actually they, I don't know that couple, but a friend of that couple, they are the Indian and they are not a Buddhist, they are not a Buddhist, the friend of the couple have told me to ask me to do the prayer in their home. So that's why that the wife, so that before that going to the dead couple house, that the friend of the dead couple, that he was my student, so he told me the dead couple is not a Buddhist, but especially that wife having a very serious disease, so she is having the some failure in the lung, so she can collapse and die anytime. It's yeah. A very serious disease, yeah. So while then I went to their family home and said the 10 or 5 or 10 minutes prayer. Then after the prayer, then after that, then the wife have asked me that what did I pray. Then I told I did the meditation of the giving and taking meditation. I think you all know that, no? Taking the suffering of the others, giving your own happiness to the other. So that time though, I told her that I prayed that the may your suffering may fall upon me, my happiness may fall upon you. I pray for that. While I'm saying that, she was completely shocked at the few, I mean the moment shock, and she was so, what? She was quite a surprise and a shock. What? She shouted and said the word, how can you think like that very way, taking the my suffering on you? How can you think like that? He was completely shocked. Well, she never heard like this practice before. So one point that this world become the very, very selfish world. Now people are getting more and more selfish. So that's why they are not getting the any of the advices to thinking the welfare of the others. Because world become the too much of the selfish now. So as I told them before in the medical college that the every student, now you after the medical student, you will become the doctor. So you should not think that you should become a very good doctor. Try to think that you will treat the patient very nicely. That's the what you have to think. So once we won't become the very selfish, everyone like these medical students think that they have to become the very famous doctor, very good doctor. That's a one type of the selfish idea. So I told them that you want to become the doctor, you have to think that you will treat the patient very rightly. Very nice, that way you have to think. So that's why it says in the one advice to teach the others to committing the wrong actions. So that's why the most important for study of the family, study of the close friend. So you slowly you have to show them the what is right and wrong. But the sometimes even you tell them not to commit the wrong thing, some people won't listen it. So once the people has not listened to you, don't get the upset. This is the world. It's like this is a samsara. So some people never listen. When I was kid, around 8 or 9 years old, when I was 8 or 9 or 10 years old, my teacher always scolded at me because I don't listen properly. Whatever my teacher says. So not only I listen, also the when we have the small kids together, what we are studying, also I will let others to also not to. So when the teachers sometimes ask to do the some of the homework, I myself don't do these homeworks. Also I will not let the others, my friends, like a small kids like my age, not to let them do their homework. I will ask them to invite them to play the games. So my teachers, most of the time, always scolded me. So this is something like that. Whenever sometimes you do the right show, then the right, whenever you teach that the others what is the right action is the wrong action, some people might not listen to you. But when they are not listening to you, there's no reason to get the upset. Now today the most important thing is to teach the other to prevent to do the wrong action. First we have to look ourselves at how many the wrong action we have done before. Wrong action, okay? So whatever, when you see the some of the wrong action what you have done, so that's why now you have to visualize the merit field and you have to ask the forgiveness from the merit field, whatever you've done the wrong action, okay? Okay, that is the one thing. Okay, now the second thing is that this is the when you ask the forgiveness from the merit field, that's a quite easy, very easy. But the also you have to think that the now you will also then the one other thing is that the also now you have to think that the someone who have done the wrong action or the wrong act towards you, now you mentally you try to forgive them. That is a quite difficult. Yeah, mentally you have to try to forgive them. Mentally forgive means that it do not need that you have to go and tell them that you forgive them, okay? You don't have to go and tell them. So just try to think about the 2-3 person or whom you dislike and think about whatever the wrong action they have done towards you. Then you have to give the forgiveness for them mentally. This is the second practice. First practice, think yourself that whatever the wrong action you have done yourself, then ask the forgiveness from merit field. That is not very difficult. Second practice a little bit more difficult. Okay, now I want to know that how many you have kept the continuation of the last time practice 10-minute backstage. I asked you to do for the 1 week, no? Raise your arm. Okay. Who have done the 5-minute practice is a very good. Who have not done the practice for the 5 minutes also very good. Okay, both are very good. Okay. So okay, now the second thing is that can you raise your arm who feel the difference, improvement? When you feel some improvement or after the 4 or 5 days. Can you see improvement after the concentration power? Okay, fine. So mind is a very strange. Mind is a very strange. With the small practice, you will see the big difference. Okay, today's your homework is you have to do the 2 things, okay? First, you have to think yourself of what are the wrong action you have done. Then ask the forgiveness from the merit field or the 3 jewels. This is one thing. Second thing is you have to mentally think the person whom you dislike, 2 or 3 person whom you dislike, and think that what a wrong action they have done towards you. Then you are mentally, you're trying to keep the forgive, okay, for them, whatever they've done the wrong action towards you. Okay, because the forgiveness is one of the practice of the patient paramita, and there's a 6th paramita patient, so it comes into the 3rd paramita, mm-hmm. Patient paramita. Okay, so yeah, so now the forgiveness is something that I will tell you the one thing about regarding the forgiveness. Just maybe the 2 weeks or 2 weeks or 2 weeks back, so one mother and one son came to me. That very very sad story they carried with a very sad story. Very sad story regarding about what happened is that her son broke his leg. So the story is very sad for the family. So it's a story is something like that the mother of that son, I think son is around 30, around the age of 30 or something like that. So mother told me that her son was while was coming back. The mother told me that her son was while coming back from the war, some of the drunkards, few drunkards came and they beat him just without any reason. Beat him, they broke his leg. Not only broke the leg, so they kick him and they hit very badly to him, and also it damaged one of the son's kidney. So they are asking me that why it happens like that, and then now what to do, because lots of them in the tense in their mind. So I told them that the one thing that you think that there might be the bad karma, result of the bad karma of the past life, what you're bearing. But the one other side now, the try to little bit of the more think the positive towards the who have done all these bad things towards you. Try to think the forgive the other mentally.
Yes.
But the other side, they told me there are cases in the court. So I told you have to follow the case against all these drunkards. Even if you go to the higher court, you should not stop the case against them. That you have to follow because you have the truth. Every you have the truth. So you have to go through the case, court. These are legal issue you have to take forward. But mentally, you have to be at the forgiveness is easy. Forgiveness is more important. Once you cannot mentally give the forgiveness, that will bring more stress into your mind. But when you are forgiving them, it doesn't mean that you should not bring all these cases in the court. That I told them, they told me there are cases in the court. So I told you have to pursue that court case. You have to follow that case. Even if you go have to go to the higher court, you have to go and pursue. That's you have the right because you have the truth. But mentally thinking and the physically doing it's an, not it should not be the exactly same. So mentally forgiveness is very important. The physically, you don't have to tell them, okay, now I will not drag you to the court. This is not the right thing. So once mentally, when you can give the forgiveness to the other, then they will be the no more stress whenever you think about that person. So one occasion that in the I think in the train station in the Delhi. While we are going by the train or somewhere, some of the train location, I asked the one of the, I mean the porter, you know, the India they will have lots of the porter who carry the luggages. So I asked the one porter that the what time will my train will reach. That porter gave me the very answer with a very harsh manner. He shouted at me and they said, "Why are you asking me?" I don't know. He shouted at me. Very harsh way he just answered me. So that moment I told I feel very compassionate toward him. I feel that my question that so many people might have asked the same question. Really, he feel very tight. I feel compassionate. I certainly I can forgive him that all the what harsh manners and harsh way he've talked with me. But when I can forgive him, when I can feel the compassionate toward him that his harsh manner, harsh word towards me, it never hurts me. Yeah. So
Yes.
this is the one thing, okay? So this is the now the second better thing is that the other you have to choose the true three person whom you dislike, okay? Then you have to try to think that what a wrong action they have done towards you. Then you mentally you try to forgive them. So when you feel difficult to forgive them, forgive for them, then just leave the most disliked person. Just leave that. Just maybe you were a person just choose the whom you dislike little bit. Okay. Okay, mentally forgiving and physically forgiving, these are two different things. Okay, mentally forgiveness is very important. Physically, that you have to look at the condition and situation, very thing properly. Just like this case. I told the mother and the son that regarding about your son case, whom the drunkard who beat to him, physically you have to. This issue should be decided by the court. You have to take all this drunkard in the court. You have to go further. That's the physically action. Mentally, you should not generate hatred toward them. Mentally, you should forgive them. When you're feeling very difficult to forgive the person whom you dislike the most, because main reason is because you are thinking too much of the self. I, he or she done something like to me. When you're thinking too much of the self, then you feel difficult to forgive. That's the main reason. So main purpose of the Dharma is that to bring down the thinking too much of the self. When you can bring down the thinking too much of the self, then you will have a less anger, then you will have the less ego, everything coming less. That is the main purpose of the Dharma. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Come on. So, okay, now you today that you have to do the two homeworks, okay? So after doing like a small practice, then you will see after the months, you will see the big changes. So when you're learning the Buddhism, it's not to learn the new things. It is a something you have to, new changes come in your mind. That's the most important, okay? Studying the Buddhism does not mean to learn the some new things. New changes should come in your mind. That's the most important thing. So that's why. So new changes and come in your mind, okay?
Yeah.
New changes will come in your mind only when you do the little practice. Okay, thank you.